Today's shiur is Daf Chav Zayin. We're going to begin on Daf Chav Vav on the base, four lines from the bottom. Well, first we will review something that we discussed yesterday. Yesterday, the Gemara quoted at the bottom of Daf Chav Vav on Aleph the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who said that begodim that are made materials that are made less than three etzpos are not mekabel tuma, except for linen. We learned from Shimon ben Elazar is mekabel tuma even three tefachim by three tefachim. Then the Gemara quoted on the bottom, on the top of Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, the Tanit by Rabbi Shmuel, that said that the only begodim, the only material that's mekabel tuma is tzemer pishtin, wool or linen. So Baye said that Rav and Rav Shimon ben Elazar both have the same shita. They both agree. Rav said no. Rav Shmuel holds that only tzemer pishtin are mekabel tuma, nothing else. However, Rav Shimon ben Elazar will say that taka, other materials, when they're only sholosh al sholosh etzpos, are not mekabel tuma. However, when they are sholosh al shlosh al shlosh tefachim, they will be mekabel tuma. So, ask the Gemara. Ulerava de Omer, shlosh al shlosh, b'shar begodim ikav benayu, that other materials, when they're the size of three tefachim by three tefachim, is an area of disagreement between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Shmuel. That Rav Shimon ben Elazar islay, Rav Shimon ben Elazar will hold that these types of material at this size are mekabel tuma. The Tana de Rav Shmuel leslay, and the Tana de Rav Shmuel will hold that materials this size are not mekabel tuma. Shloisha shloish b'shar begodim. So now this point material not semer pishtin, which is the size of three tefachim by three tefachim menolei, from where Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar know that this beged is mekabel tuma, answers the Gemara, nafka mi oy beged. The Torah, when it talks about tuma shrotzim, that when a piece of material comes into contact with one of the eight shrotzim that the Torah identifies as being a source of tuma when they're dead, the Torah uses the word oy beged, the Tanya. It says in a brisa. And interestingly, Rashi takes out the word the Tanya. He says it's not a brisa, because if it was a brisa, Rashi says, then Abaya cannot disagree with it. Tosfos and other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they say that the brisa, that the Gemara could be quoting a brisa. If there's a brisa, what would Abaya do with it according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar? He'll say that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel, who are also Tanoim, and have a right to argue in a Braisa. Bebi as in May. It says in the Torah in the Parasha of Shrotzim, Beged, that a material is Mekabel Tuma. Ain't we a Beged? So I only know about a Beged. Shloishar, which would mean Semro Pishtin. Shloishar, Shloish, B'shar, B'god, Menayin. How do I know that if it's three Tvachim by three Tvachim, even though it's not semer pishtim, it's mekabel tuma, tamalaymer oy beged, we have an extra word of oy beged to teach us that it's mekabel tuma, even when it's not semer pishtim, as long as it's three tefachim by three tefachim. Ask the Gemara of Abaya, who says that both Rav Shimon Elazar and Rav Shmuel say that other materials than semer pishtim are not never mekabel tuma. Vabaya high oy beged my overlay. So what does he do with this oy beged? Answers the Gemara, meboy le rabba sholosh al sholos. He teaches it. He says that this pasuk is teaching us that sholosh al sholosh b'shemro pishtim, that when you have a piece of material, semro pishtim, wool or linen, but it's only three etzpos, but three etzpos, the matam b'shrotzim, it is also Mekabel Tuma Beshrotzim, not just by Negoim. Because although we learned yesterday Psukim that taught us that by Tzemer Pishtin, even Sholosh Al Sholosh, it's Boaz Mekabel Tuma, but that was by Negoim. Now we have a Pasuk according to Abaya for Shrotzim. Ask the Gemara, so where will Rava know this? Rava, who's using Oy Beger to teach us Shloisha Shloisha Bishar Begodim, where will he know Sholosh Al Sholosh B'Tzemer Pishtin by Shrotzim? Says the Gemara, Goli Rachmana B'Negoim, the Torah taught us the Din by Negoim, for who are Din, the Shrotzim. We don't have to have same Psukim identical for Negoim and Shrotzim. If the Pasuk teaches us by Negoim, the same then automatically applies by Shrotzim. I don't need a separate Pasuk. Ask the Rishonim, the Rajba asks, if we're comparing according to Rava, Negoim to Shrotzim, so just like when Negoim we learned yesterday, that the Shesi and Erev threads are Mekabel Tumah, so too by Shrotzim, the Shesi and Erev threads should be Mekabel Tumah. So they answer, since the Torah by Shrotzim uses the word beged numerous times and never speaks about shesi ve'erev, what the Torah is teaching us is that shesi ve'erev do not apply by shrotzim v'abaya. So now the Gemara asks, why does Abaya say that we need a separate pasuk by shrotzim? Why can't Abaya say like Rava that we learn from the Gom? Answers the Gemara, ikla mifrach, because we could ask, ma legoyim, we see that negoyim are more stringent than Shrotzim, for the reason we just explained. Shekein shesi ve'erev betam behem, because by Negoim there's a special chumra that even the threads, the waf and the woof, are mekabel tuma. So since Negoim have this chumra, they also have the chumra that when it's Tzemru Pishtin, which are sholosh, asholosh, three etzpos and three etzpos, the mekabel tuma. But I can't learn Shrotzim from Negoim. So now the question is, Rava, who does learn Shrotzim from Negoim, isn't Abaya right? Negoim has a Chumra. So Rishonim say, the Chumra of Shesi ve'erev by Negoim is not a Chumra according to Rava. Why is it not a Chumra? Because what is Negoim? Negoim is Tzaras. The actual material has Tzaras on it. Since the actual material has this coloration on it, that's why I understand that even the threads that come out are mekabel tuma. However, shrotzim is not inherent in the material. Shrotzim is only something that it touched the sheretz. That's why, since it's not inherent, and it's only shesver, if it's not only threads, that's why it's not mekabel tuma. But it's not that negoyim are chumredig because they have the tuma shesver. Ve'edach, and now Rav says, Tabaya, how could you learn, but Lamaisa it has it, so why are you just easily learning Shrotzim from the Goyim? So it says Rava very nice, Isal Kedach the Goyim Chamiri, if you take a hold Abaya that the Goyim are more chumradig, not like we just explained that Shesi ve'erev is not really a chumra, so the question is Lichta Rechman Agabish Shrotzim, so let the Torah just teach us the din of Sholosh al Sholosh by Shrotzim, by Tzemer Pishtin, v'leis Negoim name, then we could easily learn Negoim from Shrotzim. The fact that the Torah didn't do that, because we know the Torah always wants to limit the amount of words it uses. So, if Abaya, you're right, says Rava, that Shrotzim are less stringent than Negoim, but yet by Shrotzim the din is anyway that Sholosh or Sholosh its parts, but Tzemer Pishtin Mekabel Tuma. So let the Torah just write it by Shrotzim, and I'll learn the Goyim from Shrotzim. Since the Torah didn't do it, because they're both the same. If they're both the same, I can learn Shrotzim from the Goyim, and therefore the Pasuk by Shrotzim is left over to teach us what we started the shiur with, that Shloisha Shloisha B'Shar B'Godim is Betama. Vidach, so Rav is making a point. What will Abaye say? Negoim and Shrotzim Layasu. Had the Torah only written Negoim, Shrotzim, we could not have learnt Negoim from Shrotzim either. Because Shrotzim also has a Chumrah. Dekel Mifrach, we could have asked, Mal Shrotzim, because Shrotzim have a Chumrah, Shekem Metam Bagdasha. That the Metam, even the size, even a Sheretz, the size of a Agdash, the size of a lentil, is matama. Masha en came by negoyim. However, by negoyim we need the size of a gris, which is about the size of a dime. It's a larger size. So shrotzim have a chumra, and therefore I can't learn negoyim from shrotzim either. Now the question is, the Rava says we could have learned shrotzim from, we could have learned negoyim from shrotzim, but isn't the bai right? Shrotzim has a chumra in its size. So Tosfos answers, Rava doesn't mean that we would have learned negoyim directly from shrotzim, because Abai is right. Shrotzim has a chumra which would prevent learning negoyim from shrotzim. What Rava means to say, says Tosfos, is that the pasuk by shrotzim, when it says that something that shalosh etzbaz or shalosh etzbaz is matama, establishes that that is a beged. It's not that it's a special din. The Torah is teaching us that that is considered a beged, that that is considered a legitimate size of material. Once it establishes it's a legitimate size of material, then it doesn't make a difference what is more chomedic and what is less chomedic. Says the Gemara, we quoted at the beginning of today's shir, the sheet of the Tana de Beir Bishmol, that a beged that's the size of, that the only tsemeral pishna makabel tuma, nothing else. Amr Abai says on this Abaya, Hi Tana de Beir Bishmol, this Tana de Beir Bishmol, which we started when we shared today, which we quoted at the beginning of the shir, Mapech M'idach Tana de Beir Bishmol, seems to be contradictory to a different Tana de Beir Bishmol that we're not going to quote. The Tana de Beir Bishmol, Beged, the Torah HaKadosh speaks about a Beged becoming Tameh, a garment becoming Tameh, only El Beged Semer Pishtim, which what I only would understand means wool and linen. Menayin l'rabbit semer gemalim. How do I know that wool from a camel is also makabel tuma? And like Tosfos points out, why would I think that wool of a camel is not makabel tuma? It's wool. So Tosfos says that when the Torah, whenever a wool is not just called semer, it's called semer with another suffix, like semer gemalim. It's not just called wool, it's called camel wool. That is not what is semer. Semer Gemalim, since it has a suffix, is not semer. Vitzemer anovim, rabbit's hair. Noitzer shel izim is plucked goat's hair, which is the fine hair of the goat from which clothing is made. And like Tosfos and Rashi explained, it's called feathers because it's removed by plucking rather than by shearing. Vishirayim, vekolach, vasrikim, these are different types of silk. Tamalayma oibeged. From here I see that all these things are makabel tuma. So the question is obvious. Here the Tana de Beir Bishmol is teaching us that all of these things are makabel tuma, not just semer pishtin. Very different from the way we quoted the Tana de Beir Bishmol at the beginning of the shir from Daf Chav Vav Mebeis. Answers the Gemara, Rava Amar, Ki les leit Tana de Beir Bishmol b'shar begodim. When did the Tana de Beir Bishmol, which we spoke about before on Chav Vav Mebeis, say that other materials are not makabel tuma? That's when they're shalosh al shalosh, only three etzbas by three etzbas. However, shloish al shloisha, when they're three tefachim by three tefachim, islay, Rav Shmuel will agree that even though they're not semer pishtin, but they're three tefachim by three tefachim, the makabel tuma. Ask the Gemara, but we began the shir for Rava Huda Amar, shloish al shloish b'shar begodim. When you have other materials, not semer pishtim, and they're three tefachim by three tefachim, Rav Shimon ben Elazar islay, Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that the makabel tuma, but the Tana de Beir Bishmol, Rav is the one that says that Rav Shmuel Heslay, he doesn't have any tuma b'shar begodim, even when they're three tefachim by three tefachim. Says the Gemara, Hadabe Rav Mehi. Rav retracted. And Rav now will hold that Rav Shmuel agrees that b'shar begodim, not semer pishtim, but if the three tefachim and three tefachim, they are makabel tuma. So at this point, Rava will agree that Rav Shimon and Elazar and Rav Shmuel are consistent. Semer pishtim and makabel tuma, both are makabel tuma, both when they're shalosh etzbaz and shalosh tefachim, and shar begodim, shalosh tefachim are makabel tuma, shalosh etzbaz are not makabel tuma. That's one way to resolve these two seemingly contradictory versions of Rav Shmuel. V'boi Yisema, Harapapa Amra. another way of resolving this. The first brisa was Reb Papa explained that the first time of the Rabbi Shmuel has nothing to do with Hilchus Tuma. What does it have to do with? Reb Papa Amar, Afka, what Rabbi Shmuel meant in that first brisa was to teach us Lasluya Klayim, that the Issa of Shatness, the Issa of wearing a garment that's made of two materials, is only Semer Upishtan, wool and linen, no other two materials. Ask the Gemara, we need Rabbi Shmuel to teach us that? Klayim behedik sibu. The Torah explicitly says the klayim is limited to wool and linen. Because it says in the Torah, lo silver shatnes, semru upishtin yachtav. Don't wear shatnes. What is shatnes? Wool and linen. So I don't need Rabbi Shmuel to teach us that with a special limud. Answers the Gemara. Salkadat the chamina. If I only had the pasuk, I would have thought, hani mili derech levisha. You're not allowed to wear a garment made out of wool and linen. Avo bahalo. However, regarding being covered by a garment made out of shatness, I would say maybe the koltrei mini osur. Any two materials are osur, not dafka wool and linen. That's what I need Rabbi Shmuel to teach us. That even by halal, even just by covering, it's only limited to Shemer Upishtin, nothing else. Ask the Gemara, I need Rabbi Shmuel for that? To love Kavachaymer, can't I learn that with a Kavachaymer? Or Ma Levisha, if by wearing, the comes Ani Kule Gufay Miklaim, that you're enjoying it. When you wear a garment, you're having Hano, you're having enjoyment. Tells us the Torah, Amit Shemer Upishtin in, Dafka wool and linen, Midach Rina, no. But nothing else. Halal, by mere covering, which only a portion of the body derives enjoyment from the mixture. Like Koshkein, it's obvious that it's limited to Tzemer Upishtin. So I don't need Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, you're right. El de Rapapa Bedusahi. What Rapapa explained, the first brisa of Rabbi Shmuel was talking about Hilchus Shatness, laws of Shatness. Bedusahi is a fiction. That's not what Rabbi Shmuel could have been talking about. The Sfas Emes asks a question, we possibly could have answered the Gemara like this. Maybe what the Torah is teaching us is that there are two separate lavim when somebody wears klayim, that he wears his oivur for wearing tzemer upishtin, and also for having himself covered with two minim. But when he doesn't wear it, he merely covers himself, he'll be over only one lav. But could be that lav will be both by Semru Pishtin and by Tuminim. So why can't the Gemara answer that question that way, Reb Papa? So Semru doesn't answer. Another possible explanation, the Mefarshim ask, perhaps what Rabbi Shmuel was teaching us was like this. He was teaching us not that Shatness is limited to Tzemer Upishtin, because as the Gemara explained, it's obvious that Shatness is limited to Tzemer Upishtin. Perhaps what Rabbi Shmuel was teaching us was that the Tzemer Upishtin have to be touching each other, because maybe if you would have a piece of a garment made out of material like this, you'll have, let's say, a piece of cotton in the middle, and one side of the cotton has wool and another side of the cotton has linen. So you have a combination of Tzemer Upishtin, but they're not touching each other. What will be the halacha? Perhaps Rabbi Shmuel was teaching us that that is not Shatness unless the Tzemer Upishtin Yachtov are touching each other, which would not necessarily be understood from the Pasuk. Mefarshim don't necessarily answer these questions. Rav Nachman Yitzchak attempts another way of answering the seeming contradiction of the two brises of Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Afkol, when the first version of the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel explained that it's limited to Tzemer Upishtin, it's Lasuya Tzitzis, is to teach us that the only begodim, the only garments that are mechuyev in Tzitzis, are wool and linen. Ask the Gemara, Tzitzis? To teach us that then by Tzitzis? Behediksiv. It says explicitly in the Torah that Tzitzis are only supposed to be made on garments made out of wool and linen. Because it says in the Torah, Le'esilba shatnes, semru pishtin, don't wear shatnes, which is wool and linen, And the next pasuk is v'ksiv gedilim lasim l'cha make tzitzis gedilim tasulach make tzitzis. So we see that tzitzis is only by tzemer pishtin. So I don't need Rabbi Shmuel to teach us that. So the mefarshim ask, but we already used this pasuk last week to teach us, as Beis Hillel taught us in the Gemara we learned last week, that there is no iser shatness by tzitzis. That even though normally you're not allowed to mix wool and linen, we explained last week that if somebody has a linen beged, he's allowed to put on that beged wool and tzitzis. The tchelis were always wool, and it's not considered that he did the aver of shatness, because the Torah specifically permits it. So that's not what the Torah is trying to teach us, ask the Mefarshim with this pasuk. So Mefarshim answer, if the entire point of the pasuk was to teach us of this smuchim, of putting tzitzis next to shatness, was to teach us that tzitzis may be made on shatness, it would have been enough for the Torah to say l'sil b'shatness gedilim tasaloch. Why did the Torah add the word semru pishtim? To teach us that tzitzis only apply but semru pishtim. Then the Ritva asks a very fundamental question. He says, here we're saying, we already said it last week in the Shir, that the Torah Kedosha puts the Isser of Shatness and the Mitzvah of Tzitzis together. Now, we know that even though by Mitzvahs Asay, Shazman Grum, Mitzvahs that we, positive commandments that are dependent on a time, women are potter, they're not mechuyev in those Mitzvahs. And that's why we always say women don't have to wear tzitzis, because as we'll learn, tzitzis are a daytime mitzvah, not a nighttime mitzvah. But if now the Torah is putting tzitzis next to shatness, which shatness is a loisa say, and women are mechuyev in all mitzvahs loisa say, maybe we should say what the Torah is teaching us is that anybody who has the Isser of Shatness, the Isser of wearing Shatness, which obviously includes women, because women are also obligated to follow all the mitzvahs like Sasei, will also have the Chiyav Asei of wearing Tzitzis. Why don't we say that that's what the Torah is teaching us? So, the Ritva answers, since we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, that there's a Beferish Apostle that teaches us that a blind person is Mechuyav in Tzitzis. Now the question is, if women are mechuyev in tzitzis, because we're saying that anybody who has the issa shatness has the mitzvah tzitzis, then blind people may not be mechuyev in mitzvah asay, unless the Torah explicitly tells you that they have to, but they should anyway be mechuyev in mitzvah tzitzis, because they're mechuyev in all lois asays. Blind people certainly have to follow the lois asays. Why did the Torah have to specifically tell us that a blind person should wear tzitzis? It must be because women are potter from tzitzis. And I would say why blind people fall into the same category because it's a pure mitzvah asay and we don't learn it from shatness. And that's why I need a limit for blind people. But what are we seeing? That we don't learn the chiyuv tzitzis from the chiyuv lois asay of shatness. But back to where we started. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is saying that the point that Rav Shmuel was trying to make in the Braisa on Chavav Amabeis was that the only begodim that are mechuyev in tzitzis are tzemer pishtin. And the Gemara asks, for that I don't need a pasuk. I have the pasuk. Answers the Gemara. Salkadat Chamin, I might have thought, Kidravi, like something Rava taught us. The Rava Rami, Rava asked the question, Ksiv, it says in one pasuk, in Parashat Tzitzis, Hakonof, of the corner, which we learn, Min Konof. This seemingly implies that the Tzitzis should be made of the same material as the corner is made out of. The Ksiv, yet this Pasuk that we just learned, says, Tzemru Pishtin Yachtov, which seems to indicate that the Tzitzis should be made out of wool and linen. So what is it made out of? The Tzitzis made out of the same material as the Beged, or the tzitzis made out of wool and linen. Okay, tzit. Semer pishtin, poitrim bein mamina, bein shlemimina. Wool and linen tzitzis will work no matter what material the beged is made out of, whether they're made out of wool and linen or whether they're made out of other materials. Shaminim, however, other types of tzitzis, b'minon poitrin, if they're the same material as the beged, it'll work. Shaloi b'minon, but if they're not the same min as the beged, and in poitrin. That means you will have a cotton beged, you'll be allowed to have cotton tzitzis. But if you'll have a wool beged, you won't be allowed to have cotton tzitzis. So tzal kedatach. So now the Gemara explains Rav Nachman's pshat and Rav Shmuel. Tzal kedatach to Karava. I might have thought like Rava. Kamash Malon. That's why Rav Shmuel taught us that we should not explain it as Rava did, but rather that the chiv of tzitzis is only on Samra Pishtin and nothing else. What is he going to do with Hakonof? He's going to learn that it's referring to the color. That means two of the four tzitzis should be white, which is generally the color of the beged. Hakonof, they're the same color as the beged. And two will not be the same color because two were made out of tcheles, and tcheles is blue, or the unique blue, which is not the same color as the beged. Interestingly, Ramosha speaks, so from here we see that, at least not according to Bishmal, all begodim are mechuyim b'tzitzis. Just, you put wool and linen tzitzis on them, but Bishmal says dafka wool and linen. Why will be the halacha Ramosha says about putting tzitzis on a nylon beged? So Ramosha says the nylon is not considered a beged, because since it's not a woven material, it's a man-made material, it's not a woven material, that is not considered a beged as far as the Torah is concerned, and will not be mechuyev in tzitzis, and should not l'chatchila be used for tzitzis. As we speak about types of material, and we start moving away from the sugya of Kabbalah's Tumah, you know, when we learn the sugya, we seem to think that it doesn't have much relevance nowadays. We're not makban and tumah tahara, but the truth is, it does have one area of relevance in halacha lemaisa. That is, as far as the halacha of ksamim. The halacha is that isha, when she's not in the shiva nekiyim, if she has a stain, she doesn't automatically become tumah. It depends what the size of the stain is, and depends on what the stain is found. The halacha is if the stain is found on something that's not mekabel tumah, then that stain will not make her nida. Another question is, what is something that's not mekabel tumah? There's a very interesting machloikis, for example, between the Noida Behuda and the Tzam Soifa. The Noida Behuda says that paper is mekabel tumah, and therefore a stain found on paper would make an isha and tanida, unless, as we know, it would be a colored paper, because colored paper is not mekabel tumah. The Tzam Soifa says that paper is not mekabel tumah, and therefore a stain found on paper would never turn an isha and tanida from a kesem, dafka from a kesem, obviously. Another area would be what we're just discussing. Is nylon, which is not a woven beged, considered a material that's makabal tumma, that if isha found on a nylon garment, if a woman found on a nylon garment a kesem, will that be considered a kesem that could make her into a nida? Because is that considered a beged that's makabal tumma or not? Amar of Achav Rei the Ravel of Ashi, the Taner Rei Rishmol, Mashla Linyan Tuma. Why regarding Tuma? The Marbish Shab Godim. According to this, the second of Taner Rei Rishmol, the one we learned on Daf Chav Zainam and Aleph, teaches us that as far as Tuma, all begodim are Makam Tuma. The Mar, the Ksiv, I beg it, because we said the word I beg it teaches us that tum is not limited to tzemer pishtin. It's speaking about all types of garments. Hachanami, but why don't we say the same by tzitzis? Lema, we should say l'rabba shab godim, that even other materials, not just woolen and linen, are mechoyv and tzitzis, mashatachasaba. Since the Torah says by tzitzis, you should put on tzitzis on a garment with which you cover yourself, which means any type of garment, not necessarily wool and linen. And it says the Gemara, Hahula suyik susumudasa. I need the pasuk of Ashtachasa to teach us that the garment of a blind person is mechoyev and tzitzis. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Re'isem oisoi, it says regarding the tzitzis we should see them, prat l'ksus laila. It comes to teach us that a night garment is not mechoyev and tzitzis. Now as Machloikis Rosh in Rambam, how to learn prat l'ksus laila. The Rosh learns that prat l'ksus laila means that we exclude a beged which is worn exclusively at night. A beggar which is worn exclusively at night, even when you wear it by day, will not be mechuyev betzitzis. And a beggar and a garment that's made to wear by day, even when you wear it by night, is mechuyev betzitzis. That's how the Rosh learns. The Rambam learns prat l'ksus laila doesn't mean for when the beggar is made, but prat l'ksus laila means when the beggar is worn. A beged worn by day, any garment worn by day is mechuyev and tzitzis. Any beged, any garment worn by night is exempt from tzitzis, according to the Rambam. And in fact, there's a very interesting shayla. According to Rambam, it says the night is not a time for tzitzis, no matter whatever garment we're talking about. What will be the halacha about putting on tzitzis on a garment by night? May you or may you not? The Nois Tesher says that according to the Rambam, you should not put tzitzis on garments by night. The Prima Gadim, and that's the way we Paskin, says that even if the Rambam says we don't wear tzitzis by night, under any circumstances we don't have to, certainly you're still allowed to put the tzitzis on garments by night, even though you don't wear them by night. Also, it's interesting, the Paskin say that for those who wear tzitzis even when they sleep at night, they should not have special tzitzis for nighttime sleep, because then it will be a garment which is designated for nighttime use. And the Rosh says that a garment which is designated for nighttime use is not obligated in tzitzis. Also, there's a raya to the Rosh from a Gemara that we quoted last week. The Gemara says that the Chanukah menorah should be put on the left side of the door, with the mezuzah on the right side, and the person wearing his tzitzis in the middle. But if according, now we know Hanukkah candles are lit at night. If the Rambam is right, that you only wear tzitzis at night, that you don't wear tzitzis at night, no matter on what kind of garment, so the Hanukkah candles are lit at night, so you don't wear the tzitzis. So what's the Shiltis who quotes that going to say? So we're saying that the pasuk is teaching us that a ksus laila, a beged, however you learn, like the Rambam or the Rosh, and really there's a shita of the Ran that holds that both the Rambam and the Rosh are correct, is not mechuyev betzitzis. At the oimer prat l'ksus laila, do you say that that's what the Torah is teaching us, that exempts a ksus laila from tzitzis? Or eina ela prat l'ksus suma? Maybe what the Torah is teaching us is that the garment of a blind person is not mechuyev betzitzis. Kshoimer, when the Torah says, when you cover us, harek susam omer. The Torah is telling us that even the garment of a blind person should have tzitzis. Haman mikayim v'risim asoi. And what do I do with the pasuk of v'risim asoi? You should see it. Prat l'ksus laila comes to exempt the ksus laila from tzitzis. Ask the Gemara, omar v'risil rabbis suma. Why do you prefer to say that the garment of a blind person is mechoy v'tzitzis? Ulahoitzi ksus laila, and to exempt the nighttime beggars from tzitzis? Maybe I should say just the opposite. Say that the beggar of a suma is potter, and night begadim achayif. Answers the Gemara. Marva niksus suma. I prefer to include the beggar of a blind person. Shiyesh nabariyetz b'cherim, because other people could see it. Amaitza niksus laila, but I exclude the beggar of night. Shiyesh nabariyetz b'cherim. Nobody could see it. Ask the Gemara, V'eimel Rabbi Shevagodim. Maybe the Pasuk of Shtachasaba is not including the beggar of a blind person. Maybe it's including other materials of Mechuyev and Tzitzis. Answers the Gemara, Mestabra. It makes more sense. Koy B'Tzemer Pishtin. The Pasuk is talking about wool and linen garments. As we said, Tzemer Pishtin. So with Marba, we're going to include semer upishtin, wool and linen begadim. Which wool and linen begadim? The wool and linen begadim of a suma. The kovet semer upishtin, are you going to tell me the Torah explicitly is talking about wool and linen begadim, and it's mar b'shar begadim, and say it really also includes other begadim, other materials? That's why I prefer to include the blind man's garment and exclude, continue to exclude other materials, according to Rabbi Shmuel. From here we see that a suma, a blind person, still has to wear tzitzis. And some of the pious can use this as a basis that one does not have to keep his tzitzis out. Because what's the point of a blind person keeping his tzitzis out? He couldn't see them anyway. There's another raya that you don't have to keep your tzitzis out. Because the halacha is that when somebody goes to a cemetery, he should not wear tzitzis, the Gemara says. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Because loyeg l'rash, it's disturbing to the dead people who are offended that we still can do mitzvahs and they can no longer do. Says the Beis Yosef. That's only on the talis gadol, the talis that we wear, where we pray, which they can't do. But the tzitzis, the talis katan, says you can wear. But if you have the tzitzis out, says the Beis Yosef, how can you wear talis katan? Isn't that going to be offensive to the niftarim? So we must say that they don't wear the tzitzis talis katan out. And the Yaskel Avdi, the Chulish Yaskel Avdi, says by the Sfaradim, taka the custom was that they do not wear the tzitzis out, and he says that's what the Arizal said also. However, we know that the Mishnah Brura says that a person should wear a tzitzis out. Urisa Moisai, we see the tzitzis, Sechartim, we remember the mitzvahs Hashem, it'll help us do mitzvahs. There's a Gemara that somebody was going to do an Aveira, and when he saw tzitzis, it prevented him from doing the Aveira. And the Mishnah Brura says, a marshal, he says, if somebody would receive a gift from a king, which not just a gift from the king, but the king's name was inscribed on that gift, wouldn't the person be proud to display that gift? Tzitzis are a gift we got from Hashem, and it also reminds us of Hashem's mitzvahs, and therefore a Jew should be proud and display and wear his tzitzis out. And the Shulah says the same, that a person should wear his tzitzis out. In fact, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says, based on that, that even though we learned in today's Gemara that a blind person is mechuyev in tzitzis, he still says that if there's only one pair of tzitzis available, both, and you can either give it to a blind person or to a seeing person, since a seeing person will have the ability to see the tzitzis, which will remind them to do mitzvahs, you should prefer to give it to the seeing person. We go back to the Braisa on the bottom of Daf Chav Avon Amal Alf. Om Rabbaya. So Abaya makes a comment regarding that Braisa. Rav Shimon Elazar, the Sumchus Amr Davachad. Rav Shimon Elazar and Sumchus said the same thing. Rav Shimon Elazar, what is that? Hadam Moran. It's what we learned in the Braisa, which he said that any substance extracted from a plant can be used for schach, with the exception of pishtan, exception of flax. Since Rav Shimon Elazar did not say a flax garment, he just said flax, he obviously disqualifies even flax material that has not yet been processed. Any flax, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, is posel for schach. Sumchus, what is, and now Bai says that Sumchus says the same thing. Because Sumchus says, sichcha b'tvi, if somebody covered his sukkah with spun threads of flax, psula. It's posel, it's invalid, because such material is mekabel tumas negoim, and we know that you can't use for schach any material which is mekabel tumah, even though it's not yet susceptible to sheretz tumah. Why? Because it's not yet processed. Kaman. According to whom does Abayah say that even unspun bundles of flax are susceptible to tumas tzaras? Says the Gemara, ki hai tana, according to this tana, the tanan, because we learned in a Mishnah, Shesi ve'erif, we spoke about it before, those threads of the warp and the woof. Immediately after spinning, even they haven't been completed processing. Divrei Rameya, according to Rameya. So according to Rameya, and the first shot of Rashi says, here we see that flax, even not processed, is makabel tuma, tumas negoim, and that's why it's also not kosher for schach. Because like we said, anything which is makabel tuma is not kosher for schach. In the second pshat of Rashi, Rashi says that we have a raya for Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Hashesi Mashiishla, the woolen warp threads become tame from when they're pulled out of the kettle in which they're boiled to whiten them. Ve'erif miyad, and the woolen woof threads are tame immediately after spinning. V'unin shel pishtan, and the bundles of unspun flax are mekabel tuma mishi yislabna, from when they're bleached in the oven. Now what does it say here? That even though they're not processed, they're not spun at all, they've just been bleached, they're ready mekabel tuma. This is a raya that what Abaye said, that even unspun flax, unprocessed flax, is already mekabel tuma, and therefore it's not kosher for schach.